flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of stuff coming in here this morning. We do appreciate that. And Omar, we find out tonight if Jimmy Butler is going to play, if he's going to storm off the court, if he's going to drop 50. We will find out in a mere matter of hours here, about 12 hours or so.
If he's going to start?
Yeah. I don't know.
What do you put on starting?
I don't know, man. I have no idea what's going to happen tonight. I've said this to you. I don't want to give you any hot takes here or anything like that. I just don't know what's going to happen with Jimmy tonight. He's a tough guy to read.
Yeah, he's a very tough guy. As I wrote in a Miami Herald column that touched on not just Jimmy, but Carson Beck, Tyreek. It's in today's Herald. This is a change in the evolution of athletes, because we are now approaching the entitlement era of athletes. Do you know that Carson Beck is going to be making more than about 6 NFL starting quarterbacks next year?
Yeah, he's making $200,000 more than Bo Nix, who made the playoffs.
Yes, he's going to be making $50,000 less than CJ Stroud. See, I appreciate you for reading.
On Omar, I'll follow you.
Yeah. He's making $50,000 less than a two-time Pro Bowl quarterback this season at the University of Miami, coming off a bad elbow and pretty much an underachieving career at Georgia, because he is, you know, the quarterback of a powerhouse. And no disrespect to him, but that's what the market can demand in college athletics. Mm-hmm. Look at what happened to Jim Larranaga. He just couldn't do it anymore. We know this is a Hall of Fame caliber coach, and he just lost his motivation, because today's athletes aren't the kind of athletes that you really want to coach. And just about everybody who's in the college game, they're in it for making a difference in young people's lives. But now, because the college game is all about business and ego and money.
Yeah. I'm with you, man. Here's the thing.
But hold on.
And people complain about it. We get a lot of texts about it. But this is the modern athlete. And
it's going to get worse.
I always caution people that it is going to get worse.
That's my problem. It's going to get worse.
Yeah, because it's starting at high school.
Yes.
You know, guys are, I assume,
guys are being paid money. Yes. They've always been paid money. Even guys in Optimus, you know, I'm not naive. I know kids in Optimus get paid money to play for different Optimus programs.
So basically what you're saying is that this is going to continue to spiral, and that you're going to have a situation where
you're
going
to get more Jimmy Butlers.
Coaches are going to have a harder time as this continues.
You have to change the kind of coaches. You have to have more Mike McDaniels and less Nick Sabans.
Well, you're going to get people real fired up this morning. The sad thing is, I don't always agree with you, Omar. I think you're right on this one.
I know I'm right. I've been dealing with athletes for 20 years, and I can tell you, I remember the year that people were trying to fight me. I shall exclude the names, players. And Adam Gase and I had to sit down, and Adam Gase basically told me, I can't be as critical as I am on these players because it's a different generation of players and they don't like to be criticized. And this was, you know, this is Jakeem Grant when he was a rookie and, you know, he couldn't catch the ball. Still, you know.
Well, you guys really got into it, you and Jakeem Grant.
Oh, yeah.
Was he your number one enemy?
No.
The Dolphins enemy?
No, Jordan Phillips was.
Jordan Phillips.
Jordan Phillips wanted to smash my face in. And, yeah.
I imagine why.
I think Joe saw that one, too. No. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, clearly I'm not trying to fight Jordan Phillips. Jakeem, I probably would have fought. I'm not trying to fight Jordan Phillips. He's 350 pounds of, you know, he throws around offensive linemen. I'm sure he could do a lot of damage to me. But, you know, Adam Gase's point, and he made a good point, and I actually stopped putting out clip-by-clip video of players screwing up because they couldn't handle it. Even though their coaches criticize them in team meetings, they can't be criticized publicly like that because they can't handle it. Like, you know, and Mike Gesicki was one of the guys, too, where, you know, I'd show people, it's clear as day this guy can't block. Like, teams laugh at the fact that he's trying to block.
Yeah, but I will say, like, you tend to get a little vicious sometimes with your stuff. Like, I never, like, felt the need to, like,
but
tear an athlete apart.
I'm not tearing an athlete apart. I'm telling you. You were
rough on some of those guys. You were a little hard on them.
Well, did I tell a lie about any of them? Jordan Phillips got released because know, literally he loafed his whole career.
And I will say, I also don't like this part of it. Like, I don't like that athletes respond to you. And I'm not saying that, like, in a mean, condescending way or anything to you. I don't like, who was it that, Jalen Phillips, right? Who, like,
yeah,
acknowledged you in some way at
but yeah, because
camp or something.
Because I said
he
was limping, yeah.
Yeah.
I said he was limping, and he was limping.
But, like, here's the thing, man. I think that athletes need to kind of rise above that. Like, anything that you say, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, but anything that you say should not bother them. Like,
you think what you say doesn't bother them?
I don't think anyone.
They just don't see you.
I don't think it should be bothered. No, anything I say.
Oh yeah,
dude. I just sit in here and just spout off nonsense. But these guys are getting paid millions of dollars to play their sport. Like, don't worry about
what
R. Kelly has to say.
Oh, but I'm an authority, brother. Listen, the point is.
But they shouldn't look at you like that. I know you look at yourself like that, but they shouldn't. And again, I don't mean this in a disrespectful way. But athletes should not care what's going on with, you know, the Omar Kellys of the world.
They care what people think. They do. And that's the problem. They are becoming way more sensitive.
I agree
with you. I think this Jimmy Butler, this is part of it. Tyreek is part of it. Tyreek doesn't like the criticism that he faced this year. Tyreek likes to troll, but he doesn't like the criticism.
Well, the best way to deal with it is to shut it down and not listen to it.
No, they can now. They can, you know,
I know
what,
that
you
no
know,
one can do it. I know that social media is a drug.
The first minute you go inside the Dolphins locker room, you know what everybody's doing? They're looking at the phone. They're looking at Twitter for what people have said about them during the game.
Oh, so they're normal people. They go, the first thing they do is go on their phone. Yeah, that's
a
shocker.
I think this is the thing. We forget that they're also sports fans. Like, they're watching ESPN. They're looking at stuff like that.
Absolutely.
So, like, to say, like, oh, they just shut themselves off. Well,
no.
Maybe they're not so much looking for the criticism, but they are just sports fans.
You know what is the biggest industry in sports that's growing right now? Sports psychology. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because
we're mentally weak.
Because these athletes are mentally weak.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm dead serious. Teams have every team now has a sports psychology program. Not that I would ever speak to the team issued sports psychologist because that person is only just a snitch to the team. I'm just being real with you, and I've heard that. So if you've got stuff going on with your marriage, or you got stuff going on with your finances, and you're having a little bit of depression, that sports psychologist, he's snitching on you.
Omar,
he or she is snitching on you.
This person is not a doctor, is what you're telling me.
No, they are a doctor.
Okay.
Don't even think.
I gotta tell you, we've had a relatively calm.
Don't have the person associated with the team.
We have had a relatively calm week with you. You have said more crazy crap in the last hour and 15 minutes than you have all week combined.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you this. We're more cognizant of our mental health. Omar, you are more cognizant of your mental health than you've ever been. So that's what teams are doing now. They're just a little more cognizant
of
mental health. So you can't criticize that.
But I'm not criticizing that. But I'm telling you, don't get a team-issued sports psychologist. go outside of the team.
Don't let your like you said, don't let your wife or girlfriend pick your psychologist. You pick
No. I think that's fine to let your I think it's fine to let your wife or girlfriend pick your psychologist. I've always supported that.
They just had a thing on ESPN. It said Mike Tannenbaum fraud or something. And fraud or laud, I think you said it said, like right under him.
Yes.
And I didn't know if they were talking about him. And I thought immediate fraud.
No, he's actually not a fraud.
Yeah, I know you like Omar him. Omar loves TV. Him. By the way, Omar liking Mike Tannenbaum on television is like Omar Kelly in a nutshell, folks.
No, Omar wants him to come back as GM.
No,
yeah,
that is not true. Don't do that.
Thinking that Mike
Me and
Tannenbaum
Mike did not get along when he was here as the executive.
You don't get along with anyone.
That is true.
We got to take a break.
I get along with you.
I get along with you.
I get along with Dan.
You're pushing it this morning.
So it's a new year, 2025. And you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
814 says, good morning, gentlemen. It's a heat wave at 26 degrees up here. Perfect off-season practice weather for the Finns. Where is it? Where is 814? That is cold, man. 26 degrees. It's supposed to rain today, by the way. I don't know if Dan had that in his forecast. I didn't even hear that part. But
speaking of Dolphins and practice, the Dolphins just announced.
I know. You got some breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news
Dan,
for the Miami Dolphins.
Can we do breaking news? Do we have like a... Yes. Go ahead, Omar.
The Dolphins are announcing that they will play one of their regular season games in Spain in 2025. Mm. It is going to be played at the soccer stadium of the Real Madrid CF team. Real Madrid. Yeah, sorry.
I thought it was going to be an Ibiza. Danny and I were trying to plan an Ibiza trip, man.
So why don't we do this? I don't know my lay of the land there, but we'll fly up, you know, like a week before the game, and we'll tour.
I hope we have to practice there the whole week. That would be dope.
I'm not going to practice.
Yeah. I do. I have to.
I know you do.
I'd like to spend a week in Spain.
I'm not going to practice. Why? So I can torment the players like you do all week long.
Listen, it's not torment. It's called holding them accountable. When I wrote two critical columns about Tyreek, you cheered it on. Well, somebody's got to do it.
That's true. Someone's got
to
throw.
Somebody's got to ask him to mature and grow up.
Someone's got to throw the fastballs because it sure as hell ain't gonna be us in the morning.
You throw fastballs. Trust me.
But I go and hide though. I don't. Yeah,
I know.
I don't
see,
go face
that,
the music.
That's the problem. That's my issue. It's like I still got to be there and stare at your face.
Someone says that was announced 2 weeks ago.
Well,
no way. Really?
It was just announced by the Dolphins,
like officially.
Officially,
okay.
No, I don't think it. I don't trust me. I live for these announcements because I kind of have to plan.
You usually are pretty good on these things.
I have to plan and travel my life, and you know my life is disrupted by this, and this is a pleasant disruption.
Now I will be honest. I don't. I don't care if the Dolphins are playing a game in Antarctica. Like I'm probably not going to travel anywhere to watch them play. So. Really is irrelevant to me. So
The Dolphins have taken me to London twice. They've also taken me to Canada. I wish we'd do more Toronto games because I really enjoy Toronto.
Yeah. I mean, listen, here's the thing. Nice like, if I was going to go to Spain, I probably would not go to watch a Dolphin game.
No.
Just go to Barcelona and Madrid and Ibiza and have a good time.
I'm not
going
to lie to you. I found the Dolphins relatively difficult to watch at home on television.
You're
on
such
Sundays.
A liar. You're such a liar. Don't do that.
What do you mean I'm a liar?
You're a liar. Dolphins you enjoyed them thoroughly in 2023.
Bro, it's not 2023 anymore.
Okay, yes, yeah, your quarterback was sidelined for six games, and you had Tyler Huntley as your starting quarterback.
When the Dolphins
and
were
no
hanging
game.
70 on the Broncos, I was enjoying
things. They can get back to that.
But I found the Dolphins to be relatively unpleasant to watch on television this past season, as I think most people probably did.
And there was a valid reason why, because they didn't have their starting quarterback for six games.
Okay,
six
well, whatever half, excuse you want to come
six,
up with.
Was it six and a half? Oh, yeah, Buffalo.
Half the Buffalo game.
Half the Buffalo game.
Whatever excuse you want to come up with. So anyway, Omar
you're such a turncoat.
Omar has the Dolphins going to Ibiza in what is it? Do you going to have the game? Do you have the opponent? Do you have the date?
No opponent, no date. Yeah.
None of each of them. You got Diplo.
I honestly don't even know. It's going to be in Benamu Stadium in Madrid. So we're going to Madrid, Spain.
Fantastic.
So, and hopefully we get the bye the next week, and I get to find another destination to go to on vacation.
Excellent.
You know, I love when they do the bye right after the international game. Then I get to go to Paris.
Except that year they didn't, and that really.
Yeah, this year hopefully I'll be single.
I like this text, by the way, and we do have to get a little caught up here.
What was that, Dan?
I was saying, whoa.
Yeah, no, I mean I'm single now, but I hope to plan. My plan is to be single by that time to continue. Continue that single run.
Stick to the plan, bro. Stick to the plan.
Yeah, stick to the plan. I know I won't be married. That I'll tell you that.
Texture 786 says, Jimmy is going to grab the mic before the game, stand at center court, address the fans and media, take his jersey off, and drop the mic and walk away.
That's absolutely
hey, man, I'm
not
ruling.
Happening.
I am not ruling anything out. I am not ruling anything out.
Jimmy is not going to flamethrow his career.
Texter says, don't worry about not going to practice. Hollywood, most of the team doesn't seem to go to practice either.
Listen.
All I'm saying is,
you
like,
guys fall for the banana and tailpipe.
If I went to Spain, I'd have to bring my wife. And secondly, I just feel like there's probably better things I could do with my time than watch the Dolphins, you know, walk around in shorts, which is
yeah,
what they call
I mean,
practice.
You don't work all day. They're like, you know, stop.
Don't they only practice for like an hour and a half?
Yeah,
now?
They practice for like an hour and a half. It's a nice, you know, my experiences have been always wonderful.
Someone said it was they were just waiting on the date that they've been planning the trip. Do you have the date?
No, we don't have the date.
All right.
Okay.
And that's in the Stadium, like the Real Madrid. Is he on that team?
No.
I mean, that is cool, right? I mean, that is a cool stadium to see a game in.
I don't know.
So I think that will be cool.
I don't know soccer stadiums. And
well, I know Real Madrid is like the biggest of them all, isn't it?
Yeah.
Give or take.
They're one of the kings of soccer, yes.
Yeah. All right.
I just want to see Spain.
They actually have been planning this trip for a while because I remember talking about Real Madrid and everything like that. But Cristiano Ronaldo played for them for a long time, but now he's in Saudi Arabia making that bank.
I'd love to take a game to Saudi Arabia.
Oh, that's right. He did go there. That's right.
Him and Neymar.
It's tough to follow all the side. He should come play for Inter Miami.
Neymar could be listening right now. Neymar might be.
Yeah, I thought they were getting him. What happened there?
He bought $27 million worth of land in Bal Harbour, just a piece of land. No building, nothing.
Okay.
So can't be that big.
Hold on, what's he
going to
do with the $27 million piece of land? Oh, no, that's a lot of money for a piece of land in Bal Harbour.
It's a record. It's a record.
Yeah, that's not cheap.
That's chump change for that.
Is he going to put a high-rise there?
I think he might be putting a house there, man. Look, you know how much money
No, you're
making?
Not putting a house. You're not putting a house on $27 million worth of land.
Do you realize what these guys are worth? Do
you
realize how much
he makes in Saudi Arabia a year?
Yeah, dude.
No, what does he make a year in Saudi
Arabia? Over $100 million.
Okay, but you're not putting a house on a $27 million piece. I got to look up this piece of land. You got me curious now.
Neymar, 305-560. Yeah.
Like, he's got to be putting up like a high rise, and then he's going to put like his apartment on the very top.
You don't know how these rich people operate, do you, Omar?
You know, Messi owns like seven houses down here. He lives in one of them, and he lives in one over like a commercial or something like that. I'm not joking.
He does have to practice over there.
Yeah, so he lives close. Imagine just driving down commercial and seeing Messi.
He does not own seven houses here.
He probably owns a lot of them.
Condos, houses. He lives on a Porsche building and all these other things.
Says Neymar is worth $350 million.
There you go.
So he can afford that. He can afford to buy a plot of land and build a house.
We got to figure out where this plot of land is, because I'm telling you, it's not going to be a house.
Why, are you in the market?
Yeah, it's on the bay. Yeah, I know it's on the water.
Oh, it's on the water. Okay.
It's on the water. It's got, next to
I'm thinking a $27 million piece of. He could have bought on Miami. He could have bought on Miami Beach a piece of property to build a house for like $3 million. A $27 million
piece
of land.
There's actually a video. Someone put a video up on YouTube how Neymar spends his $300 million net worth. So why don't you watch this? You could figure out what he's up to. And if you, by the way, Omar, if you're interested, I actually spoke to Michael Kodzi from Choice Mortgage yesterday. We're looking at some stuff, and he got right back to me, and he ran the numbers, and I think he could do the same for you. If you have a 20-something million dollar plot that you're looking to maybe build a high rise, why don't we call him today and see what he can set up for you? Can get you in the business of the high rise business.
I would like to be in that business, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it's good. I'm sure it's good.
The initial investment's a little tough, but once you get in,
I will tell you, I just saw a couple plots of land for high rises sold for like $500 million down in.
You want to go
couple
down,
of plots? $500 million.
You want to go in halfsies? Yeah. Halfsies?
500 million.
Halfsies.
That might be outside of your price range.
Halfsies.
So we'll probably have to skip.
That's why you say halfsies.
Oh my God, $500 million.
Richie said Omar is in the market for a spot under a bridge. That's not very nice, Richie. Richie's bringing it this morning. I love it, man. All right, we got to take a pause. We do have to take a pause because Leger Duzabal from CBS is going to join us soon. Let's see. Jimmy better get booed. He has made it so sour he can't even get a deal. Jimmy isn't getting booed, guys, at least by me tonight. I'm going as a Jimmy Butler representative.
Okay, what's the over under on like booing or cheering?
Like, I just don't think people go tonight to boo him. I don't think like, and again,
if you beat Denver, hold on, wait a minute, just hear me out. If you beat Denver, isn't Jimmy going to have an amazing game? Isn't he going to have to like carry the load? I mean, you would generally think.
I told you that I think there is a couple of options tonight. And I don't know what his player prop is going to be because they haven't put it up yet. And if someone has another app that they're able to use that knows what his player prop may be for tonight, I would love to know. But I will say that I think he is going to either go out there and completely half-ass it and just leave the game with 0 points, or he's going to go out there and score 50. I think those are the two options for Jimmy tonight. But Jimmy's over under at 14.5 on FanDuel at the moment, so I'd be all over the over on that. All over it.
Unless Jimmy decides he doesn't want to score any points.
Then you get zero and you lose.
The possibilities are so great.
They really are.
If I'm Jimmy, and I've said this earlier in the show, that trade deadline is February 8th. My number one priority is to get out of Miami, to leave Pat Riley because he's clearly hurt my feelings. I don't want to be part of this organization. They didn't give me the extra $100 million that I wanted, and I want to be with somebody else. Okay, so to do that, to drive up my market, to drive up the interest, to make a contender feel like I'm the finishing piece, I'm about to get buckets. I'm about to score. You're going to see the best version of Jimmy.
I'm leaning towards he goes for 50 tonight. Like if I had to bet, which I will.
Not 50. That's a lot, bro. That's a lot.
It's a little bit of an exaggeration, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But like again, if I was betting tonight, which I will be, I would go on the over. Now, I don't want anyone to take that as advice because my guess is I'll probably lose, as I usually do. But
my only question is who's going to has he lost the team? If they don't want to facilitate to him, you can't score 50 if they're not giving you the ball.
I don't think so, man. Kevin Love posted that thing yesterday. Yeah. Like I just don't think that he's lost the team. I'm guessing those guys want to play with him. I'm guessing they understand the situation. Now, with that being said, if he does this crap again, I do think it'll be the end. So that is why, again, this game is very intriguing. And it's not just this game. I mean, it's going to be the rest of the way here. Like, he gives up on those guys again. I can't imagine they're gonna stick up for him. But someone has said they saw Jimmy's over under 15.5 somewhere else. It's not up on the board right now at Hard Rock. So I'm waiting for it to come on the board so we can hammer it. And you can, by the way, you could put him to score 40 points if you're really feeling feeling risky tonight. But
what's 30?
He's not on the board right now.
No, but I'm saying if you put him to score 30, I mean, I'm...
it'd be probably double what it is for him to score 15.
Okay.
If I had to guess.
I don't know if it's worth my time or effort, and you know how I feel about gambling. Man.
Let's see here. Tricky, if he is unproductive in the first 5 minutes, does Spo have the quick hook?
What about if he doesn't even start? Yeah. What about if Jimmy comes off the...
Just
six man?
He's going to start.
Okay, but he's going to mess up the chemistry of the team.
No. Here's the thing. You can't screw with him. You can't.
Okay, that's
fair. And what Spo did the last time when this was going south, we benched him in the fourth quarter. Like, you're either going to play the guy or don't. Like, don't mess with him. Don't make the situation worse. Okay? I think they are going to smooth it over. I've said that from the beginning. It is just
my
opinion.
They are not going to smooth it over.
It's just my opinion on the situation.
You clearly don't know today's athlete.
But what I do know is that it is in the best interest of both parties for them to at least play nice for the time.
Where has Jimmy smoothed it over anywhere?
But I'm just telling you, it is in the best interest of everyone to play nice, at least for now, right? Jimmy gains absolutely nothing.
Jimmy wants out.
Okay, but he gains nothing from acting like a child out there tonight and throwing another fit.
If he's here, here's Jimmy's worst fear, that he's here and finishes the season and that the Heat want me to opt out of my contract, and he's basically saying, I'm not doing that.
Well, no, they're not going to want him to. I mean, they won't have a choice.
No.
That's not their choice.
That's not their choice, but the Heat want him to opt out and then go get whatever money he can get from someplace else. And Jimmy's not letting go of $50 million in guaranteed money, and I believe the major threat is, okay, you want me to opt out? Well, I'm not. So move me now. And we're playing this game of chicken till February 8th, and I don't see it. It's certainly – I've dealt with athletes my entire life. Jimmy is not moving, and neither is Pat.
By the way, our 814 guy's in Pittsburgh. Good morning from Pittsburgh out there. I don't know if he was the one that texted us earlier. It must be very cold in Pittsburgh at this current moment.
Listen, I want to know if it's going to snow in Buffalo. That's what I want to know, because that would definitely impact my betting.
It says it's going to be 30, feels like 24, and it's going to be 15 miles per hour winds.
See, that's not bad for Buffalo. That's
not
bad.
The thing
is,
neither of those teams, like, it could be the weather, like, is completely irrelevant for Baltimore and Buffalo.
If you got a slick track with Derrick Henry,
I think it's completely irrelevant, because I think both teams are going to want to do very similar stuff offensively in that game. I think there's going to be
Buffalo can't run with power
of running.
Can't run with power like the Ravens.
Yeah, they can though. They have a gigantic quarterback who runs and dumps trucks people. They have a really good running back in James Cook. They are going to run the football.
Yes, they're going to
run
the football.
Now, I mean, look, if you're leaning Baltimore, that's perfectly fine, because I am having a tough time with this game, and I'm very curious what people out there are thinking. I kind of want to hear people's opinions on this one, because I'm really torn. Like, it has felt all year to me like this is Buffalo's year. Like, it is finally their year to get over the hump, right? And now they have to get over two humps. They have to get over Baltimore, and they have to get over Kansas City, who presumably will be the Texans on Saturday, right? So there are two decent-sized humps that they have to get over just to get to a Super Bowl. To me, it has felt like this is their year. Now, Baltimore could come in there and run it down their throats, and that could be that. I just don't know how that game is going to go. So, again, I'm very curious to hear what people think about that one. The line has stayed steady here at Baltimore -1. Again, the Bills were like the early favorites. It shifted, but the spread hasn't been more than 1 or 1.5 through this entire thing here. But, hey, I'm guessing they're saying the same thing in Baltimore, though. They think it's Lamar Jackson's year. Right, I mean, Lamar is still yet to get over the Bills and Chiefs hump too. So he's really the Chiefs are the one that have been the issue for everyone. But we will see, man. I'm very interested. 6:30, I think, is going to be one of the better games we've had all season long. I do think you have some other good ones on the slate. But how about the games we have the potential for on Championship Sunday? How about those games? You have the potential. You are looking at either Chiefs and Bills or Ravens, and then you're probably looking at Lions.
You just acting like Houston is.
I threw Houston away. I threw him away.
I just discarded them. Like,
Kansas City has been on a New
like
England
a gnat.
Over the past couple of years, who's the only team that's been able to take down Kansas City? Tom Brady.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kansas City's been on
and
a
they had injuries
Brady, like, they've been on a Brady-Pats-like run, right? They have been on that sort of dynasty type of run. I just don't know that I see C.J. Stroud and company going in there in the frigid cold and being like the ones to put an end to it. I don't know that I see that. I really do think Houston will struggle in that weather. It gets intensely cold.
No, I wasn't.
You were not at the playoff game.
No.
But I know people that were at that game who said it was just like, I mean, it was unbearable.
And they are a dome team in a warm weather climate, so you might have a point. It was unbearable. You could see that it was unbearable.
People lost limbs.
They did.
People were chopping off hands after that game.
Yeah, they did.
You just can't take it anymore.
Had the image in the parking lot. Just
I mean, think about like Omar Mittens Kelly over here would have been like, how many layers of mittens would you have been wearing?
Yeah,
that one, man.
What I've learned this year, and I only learned it this year from Green Bay, is that those little mittens where you keep your little tips of your finger exposed for cell phones.
Bad idea. I lived up there. I know any exposed skin.
I'm sorry. That's a different level of cold.
Don't they make like ski gloves now, though? That like the fingers they work as like
they have
push the buttons.
They have a little energy button thing on it. But yeah, Omar, I loved your videos, by the way, on Instagram. It was hilarious.
I also learned that when you're walking in the wind, in the direction the wind is going, you're supposed to walk backwards. I didn't know this. Did you know that?
You're supposed to walk backwards?
Yes, you're supposed to walk backwards. And then the wind doesn't cut into you.
I think someone's messing with you, man.
No, seriously.
It's hard to do.
Yeah, I think someone's messing with
you.
No, you're supposed to.
That's what I'm going to do next time, in New York. Next time I'm in Manhattan, I'm going to start walking down the streets backwards. I'm just going to crash into everyone. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't like to walk against the wind, guys.
I think it's Milwaukee.
Yanking your chain.
No.
You're walking your dog by yourself.
It's Milwaukee.
No, not the crowd.
Yeah. There's like no crowd. This isn't New York. Bro.
We got to take a quick pause. The 8 o'clock hour is coming up. A lot of texts are coming.
I can see
in
the
here.
Wind has never cut through you before.
A lot of texts here. No, I'm aerodynamic.